Okay, good afternoon, everyone. I'm going to try and go extra quick to make up for the lost time. The focus of my presentation is on the development and evaluation of a resource tool for translating injury research and information to policymakers called Preventing Injuries in Maryland, a Resource for State Policymakers. This publication is very much the result of many people, including my colleagues at the Johns Hopkins Center for Injury Research and Policy, who are listed here. I have no disclosures to report. I want to begin by giving a very brief overview of the Johns Hopkins Center for Injury Research and Policy, which is the institution that supports this work. I'm the center's director of communications. The center has been funded by the CDC since 1987. It's home to over 40 faculty who teach more than 150 public health students annually, ranging from prevention to rehabilitation related to injury. And the mission of the center, which is important, is to close the gap between research and practice through translation. As you'll see throughout this presentation, this value of the center allows and encourages us to do the kind of work that I'll be describing, which is making sure that our research reaches decision makers and therefore informs policy. I also want to make clear that while CDC provides core funding to the center, none of these federal funds were used to support the work that I'll be describing. So why are policymakers a key audience for communication efforts? There are obviously many potential policy solutions to injury issues, and this slide, I think, illustrates the potential of policy. Researchers want their ideas to be heard and taken up by policymakers so that they can draft legislation and make laws that will ultimately result in fewer injuries and injury-related deaths. Smoke alarms, helmets, and drinking and driving laws are all excellent examples of how injury research has reached policymakers to inform decision-making. Now, it should come as not a surprise to anyone in this room, particularly following our last speaker, that the process isn't quite this simple. There's a growing body of literature to describe this, often called knowledge translation. Knowledge translation is a relatively new term that's used to describe a relatively old problem, the underutilization of evidence-based research and decision-making. Underutilization of research is often described as the gap between what is known and what is currently done in practice settings. A key part of this process is meeting the needs of your intended audience. Policymakers have their own needs related to communication that I'll address in the next slide. So the small body of literature, which is devoted to the communication preferences of policymakers, tells us that they prefer when communications directed at them are brief, are relevant, do not contain scientific jargon, do contain use of bullets and pictures, and do involve some degree of personal contact. Given the demands on their time from competing interests, these results are not too surprising. So, using everything we know about how to best communicate research to policymakers, my colleagues and I developed this guide for our state policymakers in Maryland for the first time in advance of the 2010 session. Lawmakers in Maryland meet every year for 100 days on the calendar. This slide describes how we formatted the book and the contents with an emphasis on ease of use and utility. We got feedback from two state policymakers on early versions. The book, as I held up before, is a 6x9 spiral-bound book. We use heavy cardstock, tabs, and label divider pages and color pictures, which I'll get to in a minute, but the content of the resource was specifically 8 injury topics with a one-pager on each topic. And we provided additional resources and references, as well as center contact information, to make sure people knew how to reach us and how to get more information on the topic. Obviously, there are a lot of injury topics that we could have included, but we wanted to make the book manageable to produce and to read. Our criteria for selecting topics included topics the General Assembly would likely be considering based on what they considered in the past or what was currently being debated. Remember how we know policymakers prioritize relevancy. Topics our center had some expertise on and could respond to if there were additional questions. Topics for which we could identify evidence-based or promising legislative solutions. And topics that are a high burden for the state of Maryland. Once we had our topics, we created a uniform layout for how we presented information about each topic. For each topic, we summarized the literature into three general categories. How does this problem affect the United States? How does this problem affect Maryland? And how do we address this problem? Meaning, what are some policy solutions that we know work from the experience of other states? Again, we made sure the language and format would appeal to policymakers. We used the most current reliable data, used brief bullet points, and clear non-technical language throughout. The back of each fact sheet contained information to facilitate access to credible resources. The idea here, again, is to make it as easy as possible for whomever is using this to find out more about the issue. So we knew it wouldn't be enough to simply produce this document. We had to get it into the hands of our key audience. Working with the Johns Hopkins Government Affairs Office, we put out the offer to brief key committees. By key committees, I mean committees in Annapolis on either the House or the Senate side who typically take up injury-related issues each year, of which we identified five. One committee took us up on our offer, and so we had 45 minutes before the Senate Committee on Health, Education, and the Environment. We also made targeted office visits to members of the key committees to let them know about the resource and invite them to our hearing. We mailed hard copies with a letter to members of the remaining four key committees and sent an email with a link to a PDF of an electronic version to the remaining elected officials. And lastly, we had an opportunity to write an op-ed in response to a fatal fire in Baltimore, which was receiving a lot of media attention. In this op-ed, we mentioned the resource. The Baltimore Sun published this op-ed at the beginning of the legislative session and titled it "Fighting Fires with Facts," which nicely highlighted our main point that we know a lot about how to reduce injury, in this case from fire, and our state policymakers are part of the solution. So please note that these are all activities we did to promote and distribute the 2010 version of the resource. Because of the success we experienced, which I'll get to in a minute, we also have produced and released a 2011 version. For 2011, we updated for each topic, how do we address this problem? And we had a briefing scheduled this time on the House side, which unfortunately got canceled due to a snowstorm. So instead, we reached this committee and other key committees again with a mailing of the hard copy and emailed the remaining legislatures a link to a PDF copy. We're very interested in measuring the impact of our efforts. We kept track of requests for oral and written testimony at the end of each session, and at the end of the first year we did this in 2010, we sent out a brief survey over email using SurveyMonkey to all of the senators and delegates asking about their awareness and use of the resource. Almost 30% responded to our electronic survey, and of those, almost 40% reported they were aware of the resource. We had seven people report that they used it during session. When we asked the policymakers to give us specific feedback, some people added that they would like more office visits to talk about the resource, they would like to see us host an event, they would like to see it distributed earlier in the session, and reminders and our weekly one-pagers that focus on a topic. This slide summarizes our evaluation as measured through requests for oral and written testimony. At the end of the 2010 session, we had submitted written and oral testimony on eight injury-related bills. This was the highest number of requests since we had been keeping track in the Injury Center. So we know the resource increased awareness of the center as a resource for support and information on injury-related legislation. And in 2011, we submitted written and oral testimony on five injury-related bills. The point here is that these were policymakers who were calling our office directly and saying, hey, we know that you're an expert on this. Can you help us out? Oftentimes, these conversations led to other conversations of bills that they were working on that were not injury, and we in turn could refer them to our colleagues at the School of Public Health. So another priority for us is making sure we reach people like you, researchers and other public health professionals. As many times researchers feel ill-equipped to work with policymakers, we want our resource to be an example of how it can be done. It's a model that can be used across topic areas. Each year we've done this now, we've used a combination of hard copy and electronic distribution to reach local media, our community partners, and other policymakers and elected officials such as the governor and the mayor's office. We've authored an article in injury prevention, and we've presented at professional meetings, including SAVER and the DC Health Communications Conference. Lastly, we've sought and gotten coverage in public health outlets, some of which are listed here. What's ahead for 2012? We are, in fact, doing this again, and this year we're doing an entire update to all of the content. We're also refreshing the design a bit and adding two new topics. One of them, poisoning, I think will be very useful, as Maryland is currently considering ways to reduce injury and death from prescription medicine overdoses. In addition to scheduling a briefing, this year we're following what the knowledge translation literature tells us about working with end users and that they want to be part of the process. So we're being more proactive and scheduling meetings with key members of the legislature in advance of session to find out what injury topics interest them and offer our help. We also plan on writing up the results of our survey and of our efforts for publication in a peer review journal, which we can subsequently do public relations around. In closing, 3 points here. Laws and public policy are often the most effective ways to control injury and other public health problems. Researchers and other public health professionals have a real opportunity to provide policymakers with information to facilitate evidence-based decision-making. And preventing injuries in Maryland, a resource for state policymakers, can be a model for translation among other organizations and for other public health topics.